We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So we are here on a Friday, and my alma mater, but there was a tremendous reunion just moments ago when Charlie Strong, who's the new linebackers coach at UM, Charlie Strong, but Crowder has told the story on the air a number of times. This is the man who got him to commit to Florida.
I don't know how.
After he was committed to Georgia,
yes, and he's from Atlanta. I don't know how that ever
And he
happened.
Has raved about you, I'm telling you, on this show to me over and over again. And I, like many Hurricane fans, when we found out that you were going to join Mario Cristobal's staff, we were ecstatic. And I was even ecstatic wondering, what is this going to mean for Crowder now? Because he loves you so much.
Yes.
You see, he's wearing his Gator shirt.
I see him. And it's a throwback. He's got a throwback going right now.
I love looking at Charlie Strong with the U.
Yeah.
The white turtleneck with the U.
Huh? I mean, he's looking great. So Charlie Strong is sitting down with us. And I just put some video on Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. A little video of a reunited Charlie Strong and Channing Crowder.
You're right, because it's been years. It's been so many years. But it's, you know what's really great is to see a former player of yours doing so well. And it's amazing to see how well he's done. And that after a great career, he's right, though. You know, you get in that recruiting process and you're battling guys, and he's always committed to Georgia. The door is closed because he's from Atlanta. And then all of a sudden, somehow we find a way to get him to come to Gainesville, and he comes down to Gainesville, has a great time. I can remember, though, one of my just unique stories about him is one day he's on campus and he has on these Timberland boots. He has on a pair of long johns. And I'm like, what are you doing with shorts over them? And it's long johns. I know it's 80 degrees outside. It is not 40 out there. And he's walking across campus. He's going across. I said, oh, there's no way. You cannot go across campus looking like that. No way. There's no way.
He was trying to get the girls.
But, you know, you never seen a guy play with so much passion. And after every game, I would look at him, and he laid it on the field because he was drenched and he was done. He gave you everything he had.
And, Coach, that's the funny thing. I used to say the success of it, but after sitting in a couple of those meetings with the Gainesville Police Department captains and
well,
the athletic directors.
We didn't want to talk about that. We tried to stay away from that. And many trips I made down there. You're right. I didn't want to talk about that.
It's okay, Coach. They all know. Yeah.
They know.
Charlie had to go down to Electro County a couple times to pick me up.
But it wasn't as bad as we think it was. Now, it was bad, but well, it wasn't that bad.
I've always been curious. I mean, we know the stories that Crowder tells us, and then we can see some other ones in the newspaper. Yes. If we go back and look, what was a high school star football player that you were recruiting? What was that Channing Crowder like?
Well, you know, because, you know, over the years we all grow up. And at that time, it was just here he was just trying to find himself and find his identity. And then he ends up committing to a very high profile, a state that he grew up in. He commits to that program. But I think he had some ties in Tampa, which really helped us. And one of the players on the team was his cousin, doing really good in the pizza business right now.
Yeah, Snell.
So Snell is doing great in the pizza business. But they were related, so that's how we were able to get our foot in the door.
But that's the thing, Coach, too. And, I don't know if you even know. I love Zook to death.
Yes.
But
yes.
I wasn't going to Florida when Zook got there. You came through, two, 3 weeks later?
Yes.
You left South Carolina, and I wanted to play for you, but I was not coming to South Carolina. When we left that South Carolina visit, I looked at my mom in the car and said, I love Chuck to death, but we ain't coming up here.
I remember that because he came with South Carolina with Lou Holtz, and we had just won the Outback Bowl. We just beat Ohio State in the Outback Bowl, and here he comes rolling in. And then he says, okay. Then I end up going right after that. that, I leave and I go to Florida, and then here I go. I get him to come with me. I say, there's a guy we got to call. He's committed to Georgia, but let's see if we can get him, Zook. And then Zucker was a relentless recruiter himself, and then we go and get him.
I'm in my lunch room. I'm sitting at lunch, and I hear a guy say, where's that Crowder at? Where's that Crowder at? It's Ron Zook and Charlie Strong walk into my lunch room and take me out of lunch.
That's a badass move right there.
In front of all the girls.
He was ready because he was sitting with a table of women around him, so he wanted us to pull him away from him. He was begging for us to pull him away.
I'll be back, Sydney. I'll be back, Lily.
That is a badass move right there. So he was one of your guys. You had to go get him.
And you know, we needed him so bad, and he came in as a true freshman and started at the University of Florida, and it was one of those backers that, and then after that he was able, because if you think about it, and he don't even realize this because he don't ever want to pat himself on the back, but it was amazing what he did, because then it went him and then it went Brandon Seiler. So then it goes Spikes. Yep. So you look at that line of guys from Crowder, because Crowder taught Seiler, and then Seiler, because Seiler, and then he teaches Spikes. But you had a good run of linebackers that won a lot of games, and because of what he did.
And talking about recruiting, I told the story before on air. When I came to Florida on my visit, you brought me in your office, and you turned on a tape, and I thought it was going to be a highlight tape of me, or somebody know what it was. You turned on a low light tape of run plays from the year before. And I was kind of confused.
Yes.
And I'm looking at other teams break 40-yard runs
on
the Gators.
Just run through us.
And I kind of turned. I'm like, what's this, coach? Could you have made that play? I was like, yeah, I'd have made that play. That's why we need you.
That's right. He thought I was going to show a highlight tape of him. He thought he was going to come in there and say, hey, coach, you know, that's me. Look at me blow that guy up. Hey, coach, look at me knock this guy out. I said, hey, you know what? I just put on the tape and I say, hey, just look at this. And he's looking at me like, who was that? I said, no, all right, watch the next play. Why you got me watching this? I said, watch the next play. Hey, coach, I don't need to be watching this. I said, watch the next play. I said, that's why we need you here. Look at this right here. Look
and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
But he would have made – I went here 87 to 91. He would have made a great Miami Hurricane.
Oh,
He had that thing.
And the thing about it, when you talk about a linebacker, you got to have a guy who has that leadership ability, but it's all about that grit and that determination. And you have to have that competitive spirit. And he competed each and every game, and he laid it on the line. On the line is where he laid it. And I remember we're playing Arkansas. And Arkansas has a big quarterback, Jones. Yeah. And so he first play of the game, he goes like 60 yards on us.
Ran over Jarvis Harris.
And I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be this is gonna be a long day. And then we get down to the end where we gotta have a stop. We gotta have a stop to win this game. And he's drenched and he's looking at me and he's just like, I mean, everything he done left out on the field. And he goes up and he makes a play and we get the stop and we beat Arkansas in Gainesville. But it was one of those plays that you don't forget, because you're looking at, okay, here he at Arkansas, and he was unbelievable. That quarterback was like, we weren't going to get him on the ground now.
Sounds like he doesn't regret recruiting you. I was expecting maybe to hear a little bit of regret. A little bit of regret in Charlie Strong's voice.
It was a couple mornings.
A couple late night phone calls where you questioned why you spent a little time recruiting
him. We had those moments but you try to forget about those moments, remember the good ones, but you try to let those go.
And just because I'm talking to Canes fan now, but I'm telling them through my own stories, Coach, where I remember you, and Coach will cut you out now. I'll be honest. Ray McDonald, Stephen Harris, you cussing people out. Yes. You never cussed me out. You would try me.
Yes,
you would question my you.
I would question your manhood.
He would question my manhood,
and he didn't like that. You know why? Because I think what each player, you got to figure out what button can you push to really get to them. Like, how can I really get? Because he's already done something he shouldn't be doing. So now I don't want to embarrass him, but I want to get to him. What can I do to really push that button? And I would just question, because he was so. When a guy has pride and a guy is really proud of himself, himself. And he had that. Like, he had so much pride. So I said, the way I can get to him, I just challenge him. And I'm going to challenge him all the time. And, oh, he would get so upset. He'd get so mad. And he'd storm away. And then he's like, hey, you're going to quit trying me, man. You don't know who you're messing with, man. You don't know who you're messing with.
There's the young crowd that I wanted to hear about.
And I used to say to him, whenever you're ready, baby, I'm right here. But, hey, you're going to quit trying me, coach. You're going to stop. But I used to love it because I knew that I could get to him. And he's right. Like, some guys, you know, I could just, you know, yell at him. But I couldn't yell at him because it just, like, just would just go right over his head. He'd just brush it off. Like, he ain't listening to that, man. Hey, man, you know, just give you – throw your hand, give you one
of those. You found the way to get him.
But you had to find a way. Like, it's a button which each player – and you got to find a way to push that button.
What makes you a good coach? Charlie Strong is with us, new linebackers coach at UM. What drew you to UM? What excites you about Canes football under Mario Cristobal? Because I know, speaking as a Canes fan, I cannot remember the fan base this excited. You are part of a superstar, all-star staff that has been put together.
Well, you look at the leader and you look at what Mario's done and you just talk about it's someone that grew up in the program, grew up in the city, and then he gets to go away, and then he gets to come back home. And when you come back home, you bring so much more energy, and everyone's excited, and then you're able to put together an unbelievable staff. And when we're sitting there just talking and having a conversation, and I said to him, I said, oh, I would love to be a part of it, because you've seen a program and you watch it from afar. You know, even though I was at different places, I still recruited down here. I knew about it and had a chance to just come down and just really look around. And I said, hey, why not? Because you know it can be done. And when you have the support and the fan base and everyone's behind you, then you know that there's a chance to go and challenge and have an unbelievable year.
And is that the, like, that decision-making process? Because I know there was other teams pulling at you.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
knows you're a great defensive mind. Everybody yes. knows you're a great recruiter, a great coach. That was the decision-making process. Was it the staff? Was it that you know Mario's going to turn around? Like, what was that clicker to say UM's the spot?
Well, number one is the respect that I have for Mario, because I know that not only is he an outstanding coach, but he just being an outstanding person, being a family man, and now then you look at it and you say, okay, when you have a chance to go back to a place where you played, and I can remember, and I want to say it was Mario. I remember when they won a national championship, and he stood up. They interviewed him after the game, and he said to all those naysayers out there, all you naysayers, we did it the right way. At the end of the game, and I think it was him that they interviewed, and I kind of remember that. It's kind of in the back of my mind when he said, you know what, to all you naysayers, we did it the right way.
So when you hear Canes fans that are super excited about what's being put together down here in Coral Gables, your message to them is, yeah, you should be excited.
Yeah, you should be, and because it is a foundation here. It's tradition here. It's been done before. So it's not like you're walking into something that's never been done, and everybody's excited because they've seen it happen before, and you want to see it happen again, and now you got the energy, you had the staff, and now it's all about us just making that commitment where you want to watch the program grow, but you still got to go out and coach, and you got to do those things.
And, Coach, you've been to so many schools, man. Do you have, an alliance towards anybody? You know what I'm saying? Because UF's playing UM. You were at UF, what, three different times?
I was in Florida, yeah, four different times. Actually, I was in Florida four different times. And now I am here at the
Ole Miss,
Notre Dame,
Texas,
USF, South Carolina. You know, and I've been very blessed in this profession, and I've been blessed to not only to coach outstanding players like Channing and watch them kind of grow up and become their own person. But if you look at some of the coaches, you know, I was with Coach Spurrier at Florida. I was with Zook at Florida. I was with Urban at Florida. I was at Notre Dame with Lou Holtz. I was in South Carolina with Lou Holtz. So, and I was at Alabama with Coach Saban. So I've been very fortunate to be around some outstanding coaches, outstanding places. And sometimes I think as coaches, we don't stop to say, wow, look at this journey that you've been on, because you get so caught up in, hey, we got to go win. But I think that sometimes we ought to just stop and say, hey, when you have a chance to impact players and be a part of their lives and watch them grow up, and not only they – you watch them grow, but then they go get a degree and then they go be successful. You're like, you know what? I feel like I had a part in that. Maybe I may had a 1% part in it, but I had a part of that.
But you don't have any feel like you might do a gator chop tonight. I mean, it's all about throwing up to you.
You know, you just got to sit there just watching and just enjoy the game, you know, because it's going to be a good game.
Because you know what happens? You know,
I'm a point at Shannon.
We do a lot of – obviously, we're the Canes flagship station, so we do a lot of events down here on the campus or with one of the teams.
Right.
And Crowder always keeps it neutral, right?
Yes.
Hello, he'll wear a gray shirt, a black shirt, you know, doesn't throw up to you, but he doesn't – but with the Gators in town – against
he's gonna,
UM tonight,
he's gonna
you
let
see,
everybody know. You see what he's
you
got
see
on right
that
now.
He's wearing the shirt.
He's letting everyone know where it is.
So you would not even be tempted to join
no,
him in the Gator
I'm not, I'm gonna watch him and you know just stand next to him because everybody's gonna be watching and saying, "Hey, where is he going? What is he gonna do?"
But I tell you, if I get jumped on, though, Chuck's on the way. I know my man Charlie on the way.
Oh my goodness! You heard? That's what he was. See, heard that right there. He just jumped on.
Coach, I still got a little squabble
with
me.
I know you got some squabble with you.
We have talked over the years to a number of either guys that have coached him or recruited him. Mm-hmm. And like Houston Nutt would come on with us. Yeah. Now, he recruited you. He never coached you, right?
No, he was at Arkansas
at
the time.
Arkansas.
Yeah, like he now is thankful that it didn't work out with Crowder. You know, so we know the story.
I'm thankful I got him because I needed him, and what he did for us, I'm very thankful I got him. But did he ever tell you the story that him and his roommate Brian Crum used to go out there and go hog? What y'all doing
hog
out there?
Hunting.
Hog hunting all the time. See, stuff like that. And Todd McCullough, so they all would go out hog hunting on a Sunday after we played a game. That you know, they go out there hogging. I'm like, what are y'all doing? I mean, are you serious? Come back all muddy and, you know, it's like, it was amazing. You said they're like, wow. I said, he is going to enjoy every minute of college life. He's going to enjoy it.
I did. And then, then when we got in trouble for catching alligators out of Lake Alice.
Oh, yes.
And Zook got so upset with us that he said, just go talk to Charlie. Just get out of here.
Yeah, you go send it to me. Like, okay. They go out and catch these little gators, put them in a bag, bring them back. They bring them back. What are you going to do? You can't let the gator out in the dorm or on campus.
Right, that's frowned upon in Gainesville, right? You're not supposed to take the gator out of the lake at school.
You can't take the gator out of the lake.
Coach, when you show.
And you knew that, Crowder.
Coach, when you show a girl an alligator in the back of your pickup truck,
yes,
that is Action Jackson.
But can you imagine you driving around, you know, with the Lake Alice, which is in the middle of campus, you don't got a gator out of there. You're like, what are you doing? Like, who does that? No one does that. Like, who does that?
If I told you when you see Crowder, what are you, 35?
38.
38. You see Crowder, 38, because you knew him when he was in high school,
yes,
coming out of high school.
Yes.
If I told you he's 38, he's going to be living in a gated community with a beautiful wife and three kids. He's going to have a successful podcast, successful radio show, private school, coaching high school football at times. I mean, would you have believed it?
You know why I would have believed that? Because I think that even though he was the way he was and he enjoyed every minute of it, but he still was kind of setting himself saying, you know what, I still know that I got to go make the right decisions to go do the right thing. And I think that's the key thing for him was, I'm going to enjoy college, but when college ends, if I don't get to go play on the next level, even though I do have some years on the next level, I still got to make sure that there's enough avenues that I have paved a way to go be successful and go have an outstanding family, which he's had, an outstanding podcast. And it's amazing because, you know, you sit there and, like, a lot of his teammates would be like, Coach, come on, man. You see your boy Crowder? And I was like, yeah, I see him. I see him. And like, some of them can't believe it because of they knew how he was. And they were around him more than we were. But it's been fun to watch. Like I said, it's so much fun to watch guys grow up that you've been around. It is. It's amazing to see it.
And, Coach, on the other side of that, Coach, you look the exact same as when you came to my high school. Are you on Nugenics? Snacks?
I'm on something.
Fish
man.
Oil? What do you take?
I don't know what I'm on, but it ain't right what I'm on.
You look the exact same 20 years later.
I don't know. You know what it is? I get up every morning, I go run, and I just enjoy myself. I have no idea.
How you loving South Florida?
Yeah, oh, I love it. This is perfect weather.
I was telling Crowder. I mean, look at us. We're at the beginning of March. Yes. We're at Mark Light. I mean, the sun is shining. A couple of clouds scattered in the sky. They're watering the infield right now, getting ready for a big game tonight. I mean, you can't complain about being here.
Well, you can't complain. So now it just puts more pressure on us to make sure y'all have this nice weather. You got these facilities. Now let's go win some games. And y'all put that pressure on us.
And you know that's what fans are saying, too.
Yeah, and you're saying it, and the fans are saying it.
Coach, y'all going to be aggressive?
Oh, we're going to be very aggressive, and that's the only way you can be. You got to be a very aggressive team, and just let players go play because they have the ability. Now it's up to us as a coach to make sure that we take advantage of what they have and their talents and make sure that, you know, we get them going in the right direction.
Do you still run Tracer?
We run Tracer. We call it MAGA now. See there? He knows about Tracer.
I think he might have some eligibility.
Oh, I think he does,
Coach,
too.
No, I won a state championship in football running Tracer.
See there? See, he learned it. Everybody goes.
Play the DBs off, catch it 8 yards, just send them all, Coach.
Send them.
I got me a ring at home off Tracer.
See that, don't you?
You see? I think Charlie Strong, what we've learned, a testament to Charlie Strong is he molded a young, hunting, gator-grabbing young man, Channing Crowder, and turned him into a successful adult.
To something very successful, which he has become. But, you know, I will say this, too, though. He had some outstanding parents. His mom was an unbelievable lady. Unbelievable. People talk about the parents, but his mom, she wanted, like, that tough love for him. Like, she wanted it. You know, like, some parents will try to get in your way, but she was never in their way. She like, hey, Coach, listen, you know how to handle it. You a man, raise my son. Boom. Whatever you need to do to him, do it.
And he did it. Well, you
and
know
it
what?
Worked out.
I'm thinking about one time you did cuss me out about the girl that worked in the football office, and you were like, Crowder, stop messing with these girls.
he would come up there with all, you know, who knows what – you never knew what he was going to have on come walking through the door. So that's the first thing you had to do, stop. Stop right there. Go back downstairs, change, and then come back up here.
He was driven by one thought.
Hey, whoa, stop. Go back, and then let's come back.
Stop going down there by the receptionist desk.
What a great story. Turn around.
Just follow those footprints right back out the way you came in. Because most of the time, there's going to be mud on the carpet. So just follow that track of mud just the way you came in. Walk right back out the same way.
Well, we're excited. We're excited to have you down in Coral Gables.
And I am excited. Very excited.
And Canes football fans and alumni like myself, I mean, we are chomping at the bit, no pun intended, but we are chomping at the bit to get football season rolling and see what you and Mario and the rest of the staff can bring. And everybody's excited, obviously, about Tyler Van Dyke returning at quarterback. I mean, it seems like something special may be brewing.
It does. And like you said, you have so many guys that are returning. And the key thing is just make sure you get a product on the field that everyone's going to be happy about. They're going to play hard, and they're going to do and play at the level that the Canes fans want to see and they expect to see.
There you go. Charlie Strong, linebackers coach at the U. How'd that feel, Crowder?
Love it.
You ready to throw at the U tonight?
Charlie might be the only one that can make me do it.
Coach says so.
Actually, right. I probably owe Charlie some money because I would have made it to the league without him. But
I just take an IOU. I'm good with it.
Charlie, you ain't hurting financially, though, big
dog. Oh, no. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Buy him a Mark Light shake here at the ballpark. Buy him a Mark Light shake.
Exactly.
There you go. Charlie Strong, we appreciate you stopping by, and we wish you luck this season. And, again, we are super excited. So, thank you, man.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for having me on. And, like I said, it was great to see you.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
The reunion between these two when Charlie Strong laid eyes on Crowder, he couldn't believe what he was looking at.
I'm just saying, if anyone out there knew him,
coming out of high school to Gainesville, they'd be like, there's no way he is sitting where he's sitting right now. No way. They would have bet it totally against that. There's no way that's going to happen.
And I know that wasn't Ron Zooks doing. That was Charlie Strong doing.
No. That was Zucker. That's my man Zucker.
Go to Charlie's office. Just get out of here.
There you go. Charlie right. Strong. We are live at Mark Light Field. There is some baseball tonight. Canes and Gators beginning a 3-game series.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.